Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Girl, stop playing.
Welcome to the Girl Stop Playing podcast. It's your favorite homegirl, Coryell, here to encourage you to stop playing with your potential and start working for what you want in life and in love. Because you already know that you can make the money and you can get the honey if you are willing to work. Now, before we get into today's amazing show, y'all got to make sure y'all put some respect on this YouTube channel. So you gotta like, comment, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend that we are live every single Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we monetize now, y'all. So send your girl super chat. Send your girl super chat. Every dollar counts, all right? Today we have a boss in the building, but she's so much more than a boss. Y'all know we like to talk about the business, but we also gotta talk about the personal side of what it takes to really run your whole entire life. Like, how are you balancing all of the things? So today we are talking to brow expert. I call her the brow goat. She's an author. She's the owner of GG Brows and Beauty Bar. Miss GG herself is in the building.
Hello.
So I'm super excited to have you here. Most people know you as like All Eyes on GG. She's doing the brows of all of your faves. But we're going to talk about the business, how you built your successful business. But we're also going to talk about what goes on, like, behind the scenes.
Okay.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. So let's start with your entrepreneurial journey, because I know that there has been seasons. So what were you doing actually before you became an entrepreneur?
I was a makeup artist.
Natural fit,
and
right?
I started at MAC Cosmetics.
Come on. So
I was original MAC girl when it meant something to work at MAC.
What is it now? It
don't mean nothing. Anybody can work at MAC.
So I was literally talking to somebody about this today, because they were like, you know, if you work at MAC, that's like the thing.
It was
thing.
A stamp. It was
how,
a stamp.
How do they pay y'all? You get an hourly? Like, how's that
so,
work?
So you would get paid hourly, but the great thing about working at MAC is every collection that came out, you would get it. They would do a training on it. People would come to MAC for photo shoots, videos, anything going on, you would get gigs. So you wanted to be there if you wanted to get into like bridal, photo shoots with photographers, music videos, because people trusted the MAC artists because of their skill set.
The brand.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It wasn't even really about what you were making at MAC.
Right.
Because you were going to get it.
It was a launching pad.
Exactly.
So you were doing makeup the entire face.
Yes.
What made you say, okay, I'm going to specialize in brows?
I feel like I was working on movies, which was a dream come true. That was my dream job. And once I got the dream job, I was like, oh, this isn't really what I
ain't so dreamy.
You know, you're on set 16 hours. You're working 3-4 days a week. So I knew I wanted to get married one day and have children. So that wouldn't be a career for me, because you'll have to work around that kind of work
schedule.
Your life
has to go around your work.
Exactly. So when you work on set, if people don't know this, you might work for 2 months and then it's like the next project, then the next project. So it's like you're freelancing. You don't know when your next job is. So
not
in
real
between,
stable.
Exactly. I would freelance for different lines, like Dolce & Gabbana, MAC, whoever. And one of my girlfriends was like, you want to freelance with Anastasia? I was like, cool. So that was my introduction to brows, because I'm like, oh, it's just a job. They paying $30 an hour. Cool. But once I started doing it, because I'm a licensed cosmetologist, I really started liking it and enjoying it. And I'm like, okay, I really want to do this. Like, I'm ready to open up my own brow bar. And that's how it started.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, so we got to take a step back, because I feel like we had this conversation about, you know, your dream to work on set. And that is a dream for a whole lot of people. Mm-hmm. So even though that's not necessarily a great long-term plan, mm-hmm. if you want to have a life, mm-hmm. what is your advice for someone who's watching this that's like, yo, that's still my dream. What do I need to do? How can I get in where I fit in?
So, okay. I feel like if you're looking on social media, right, and you're looking at somebody who does makeup and entertainment, they're two totally separate entities. So even when I worked on music videos, that's different from movie and industry. So I feel like they need to get with someone who's in that world and network with people who are in that industry, right? If you're doing music videos, that's a lane.
Uh-huh.
And then reality show, that's a lane. And then the movies is the top tier of all of them. And they kind of look down on.
Is it top tier as far as pay too?
Yes.
Okay.
She said yes.
You get paid like more to do less.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
But it's a 16-hour day.
You get, and if they get time and a half, if your lunch is late, you're getting paid for all of that.
So we were talking before we came on air about being in Atlanta, how everybody knows everybody. You mention a name, you might not know that person, but you at least have heard of their name. Mm-hmm. When it comes to having these relationships, being a part of the industry, picking a lane, how you said it's this click, it's that click. Mm-hmm. How important has it been for you to maintain your name and your reputation? And not only how important has it been, but how have you managed to do that?
I'm me. You can't pull my card. I'm me 24/7. So I'm always me.
Come on, you can't pull my card.
Yeah, I'm me.
I love it.
Every day, all day, I'm me.
So, okay, so you being you, though, mm-hmm. I don't see how anybody couldn't love you, right? Yeah, I mean, you just had, right? She's laughing because listen to what I'm about to say next. There's always somebody who doesn't love you.
Right.
So you being you, mm-hmm. showing up, being your authentic self, mm-hmm. knowing that this is a space, your professional space, mm-hmm. that you have to, you know, that you're building a career in, how do you handle conflicts? I'll say professional conflicts.
Okay. In professional settings, I'm non-confrontational.
Okay.
So how do I handle a conflict in business? By winning and being successful.
Yeah. And you let your work speak for itself.
I let you see the growth of my business, and that's my reaction to your hate. Like, you can hate all day, but you still seeing every year this business is continuing to grow. Each year, you know, another sold out class. Each year, another deal with the brand. So that's my way of getting back at someone that's hating on me.
I'm going to show you.
I can show you
better than I can tell you.
Yeah, I don't need to, like, go back and forth. I don't have time to go back and
back
forth.
Back and forth with these.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so we're going to come back around to the haters. But sometimes the people who are not hating, but the people who have something to say, they think they're saying it from a good place. A lot of times when we step out into entrepreneurship and we're starting these businesses, mm-hmm. the people closest to us, like, they love us. So they want us to be safe. They want us to be okay. Mm-hmm. And entrepreneurship is not safe. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very risky. Mm-hmm. It could go well. It could go south. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking from the outside looking in, if you tell somebody, yo, I'm about to go ham with these brows, did that come with any criticism? Like, was anybody like,
yeah.
girl, brows?
Makeup came with criticism because that was taboo. It wasn't like now you go on Instagram and you're like, oh, so-and-so is a makeup artist. That's so cool. It was like, and what else do you do?
Mm-hmm.
It was not a respectable career. So I've always went through, you know, you need to get a job. You need to have a career from friends and family. And I'm like, this is a career, you know, like, I'm making money. But it wasn't looked upon as something stable,
mm-hmm.
right? So think about coming from set and telling my coworkers and friends that I wanted to open up a brow bar. They're like, ain't nobody gonna come to you. You know, who? You got the threaders, you got the nail salon, they're not gonna come to you. And I'm pretty sure when they said that, it wasn't coming from a negative place.
Where it's pretty negative.
They didn't want to see, maybe they were projecting onto me,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, they couldn't see themselves doing it or see me doing it. And so they projected it onto me. But see, I work inward. So external stuff, it doesn't get inside. So I just went for it. And look at me now.
Look at me now.
Same people who said that I do their eyebrows. So
booking an appointment. Yeah, okay, so baby.
It worked out. Yeah.
It worked out.
It worked out.
So if somebody doesn't just naturally show up like, this is me, my work can speak for itself. What are some tips? And you might not have any tips because I feel like it comes naturally for you. But mm-hmm. for someone who may be an introvert or may not be as confident.
Well, it didn't come. Okay, so let's go back.
Okay.
Let's go back.
Lil Gigi.
So you got to think, when I first started doing eyebrows, people know me as a makeup artist. And then people were not open to getting brows done.
Mm-hmm.
Like how brows
is a
big deal. It wasn't a thing. So if I'm saying, hey, come get your brows done, they're like, I already go to the nail salon. I already go to the threader. And I'm like, come to the salon. You know, I'm doing a waxing tint. It was like, what's tint? Right? Then, you know, you're tinting them. Then microblading came out. You have to convince someone to get microblading because it wasn't big like how it is mm-hmm. now. So everything, every level of my makeup artist career, the brow career, it was an introduction for everybody. It's easy now if mm-hmm. you want to do those things. But then it's like I really had to sell myself to you to sit in my chair. Right? I went from doing like 2 people a week to 3 people a week to 4 people a week to bring your friend and I'll do y'all buy one get one free, you know, or just let me get a before and after picture. Like, that's how I built my business. Word of mouth, grassroots, not off of social media. I'm old school, so I didn't even know how to work Instagram like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I would post on Facebook because I know friends and family were on there, but as far as how people can get an ad or post on Instagram and get business, that it wasn't like that. So I really built my word of mouth, flyers.
Listen, the number of times I've had to tell people, like, if you are starting a business in the age of Instagram, mm-hmm. y'all don't know the street team struggle when you was out here putting flyers on cars, going to the malls.
having a full face.
Listen, really trying to do it. So just being able to post on Instagram, it's like, you have nothing to complain about. You have nothing to complain about. But for someone who is either in the beauty space right now mm-hmm. or want to enter the beauty industry, mm-hmm. you are not just, like, you talk about going from 2 clients to 3 clients. Mm-hmm. You're not just booked and busy. You're, like, booked, overbooked and busy at this. You were telling me the other day, you're, like, turning people away. Like, y'all got to holler at somebody else. I can't even take
you. And the people that I'm turning away.
You got options now.
It's crazy. You know, I still, every day I'm like thanking God, right? Mm-hmm. Because this is what I pray for. But sometimes things that you pray for and you receive it, it's a lot, right? I'm one person. Mm-hmm, so even though I have this overflow of blessings and I have all these people who want to get to me, I can only accommodate so many people because I'm married. Mm-hmm. I have a child now.
Different priorities.
Before, like, I would be in a salon until, like, 10 p.m., you know, come in on my off day, like, make it happen for mm-hmm. everybody. But I can't operate like that anymore, so it's different.
So what are just, like, 1 or 2 tips that you can share for somebody who is right now in that 2 clients? Like, I'm doing whatever I can do to get these people in here. I'm just trying to pay this booth rent. I'm just trying to pay for this salon suite. Like, what is one thing that you can share that could, not, you know, it might mm-hmm. not take them to the moon, but mm-hmm. it can make something click, and they're like, okay, I can try that.
Believe in yourself. You have self-confidence and all that. It comes from inside. I feel like a lot of people try to connect with outside people to make them feel confident. You have to feel that way from within. So it's going to come from you first, right? So self-care, self-love on yourself. Believe in yourself, right? Because when you believe in yourself, you're confident. So when you're talking to people and you're working on people, they're going to feel good energy, good vibes. So they're going to come, they're going to tell other people mm-hmm. about you. Post before and after pictures. Continue education. Take classes. Go to networking events. I know people talk about these brunches out mm-hmm. here and
girl.
People scammy, but it is people out here who are really helping other mm-hmm. women in business. So everything isn't a scam.
And you have classes.
Yes, I do.
Plug yourself, girl.
Oh,
tell the people. So what classes do you offer?
So I offer one-on-one classes for ombre powder brow, as well as a master brow class, which is wax and tint class.
Girl, what is an ombre powder brow? Is that like microblading?
So you have combo brows.
I was gonna say, what do I have?
You have combo brows.
Gigi was booked and busy, y'all. So Gigi did not do my brows. But let me tell y'all how bomb and bossy, pause, Gigi is. Gigi is so bossed up and so busy that she has other artists coming in to use her studio. She like, yo, I got the space. You could just pay me a little check, do your thing, baby. But I'm at home with the baby. That's real boss moves. And not only is that real boss moves, I just got to give you flowers because in the age of everybody got to compete with one another, the fact that the brow artist in Atlanta, the top brow artist in Atlanta, is allowing other brow artists to come in and literally use your space. Somebody else would have been, I'm not letting you come and do this
thing.
That's
true.
So just giving you your flowers for even being gracious, being gracious and knowing that there's enough out here for everybody. So
thank you.
I just had to throw that in there. Okay,
thank
but what
you.
Are ombre?
Okay, so ombre brows, it mimics the makeup powder brow. So like my eyebrows right now would be considered an ombre brow. You will wake up every day with this type of brow.
Did you do them yourself?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, that's like a real, okay.
Right? And what you have is like microblading in the front and the rest shaded. Or someone would call that nano hair strokes in the front and the rest is shaded. So it's going to have more of a natural look that mimics your natural hair strokes. A wax and tint is hair dye on your eyebrows. It's temporary. Mm-hmm. It might last a week to 2 weeks.
What is this? Is this a tattoo?
Yes. It's going to last for 2 years.
Y'all, I just be getting stuff, okay? I did do my little research, but I was a little concerned. I was concerned, but it worked out.
She did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah,
she did a good job.
She did.
Okay, so you mentioned, you know, most when you got your start, it wasn't like I'm going to book an appointment to go get my brows done.
No, it was texting me. It was DM me or go to the nail shop.
It was going to the nail shop.
Or the threader.
How many of us have gotten our eyebrows waxed in the nail shop? Like, that was just the thing. Not today. Then got burnt. All of the things. But when you, we talk about this all the time, like the, how do I say this and not be offensive? Like the quick salons. I don't really know what the people call them. But y'all know what I'm, the Asian salons that are all in the black community that are offering very, very cheap services that
and cheap products.
Cheap products.
And double
cheap
dipping.
All of the
unsanitary,
things.
Unsanitary.
All of the how
not
can
licensed.
You, so how do you compete with these things? But you're not in competition with that.
I hope this doesn't come across arrogant. They're not in my lane. Anybody who's not licensed and not professional, I don't even consider them in my business. Personally.
But how do you educate the client? Because some people are just, and this might be, that might not be your client, the person who just wants the cheap thing that even needs the explanation, is that just not your girl? Like, I don't even, she like, no, I don't even do that.
Okay, so I'm a whole vibe. Like, my energy, I'm just like, my aura is just like good energy, right? And I've always known this about myself. So I always wanted something small and intimate where it's just me and my client and it's y'all's special time. And I want you to feel like a luxury experience. Like, the music is playing. It smells good. It's a nice ambiance. It's in a nice area, right? So I always knew, like, I didn't want a storefront. I didn't want to be in a salon with somebody. I wanted a one-on-one intimate so you can tell me, like, in private, this is how I want my eyebrows. A lot of women don't feel comfortable in front of people getting makeup done, getting eyebrows done, especially if they don't have any eyebrows. So a safe place for women, right? So that's a special niche market. So I knew in the beginning that I didn't want everybody. I just wanted a certain group of people to come to me. So I'm considered like the most expensive person when it comes to eyebrows in Atlanta. So I have a different clientele than someone who would be going to the nail salon. Yeah. They won't even like look at me.
She said, put some respect on my name, baby.
And I do that for a reason. And my clientele, they respect what I do.
And your work speaks for itself.
I respect them. So it works out.
So your personality though, like you said, your vibe, I do think that that is a part of the pull. Like, that's the draw. It's not just your service. It's also you. That seems like it takes a lot. Well, it's for, I said I'm gonna stop calling myself an introvert. I think I'm antisocial. I've diagnosed myself with that. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. Except, you know, one-on-one.
Okay.
But like the crowd, don't catch me in a crowd.
Oh,
you won't see me.
Okay.
But it seems like from the outside looking in that is, it would be draining for me to always be that for people. Do you, like, get energy from that?
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. But I'm a bubbly, talkative, person.
All the time.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Ask any of my clients who come. They come in, I'm like, hey, girl, what's going on?
I mean, every time I've seen you, consistent.
Because I'm passionate about what I do. I don't look at what I do as a job. I look at it like people are coming to see me and I'm going to do their brows really well, but I want them to have a good experience because guess what? When a lot of women come to me, that's their lunch break. That's their self-care. That's 30 minutes away from the world,
yeah.
Anybody,
yeah,
right? So I want to make them feel good when they're with me, right? Because I don't know what's going on the outside. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. At least when they leave from me, if they were in a mood or they're having a bad day, they look good and they feel good,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And that's what I want.
And we know for a lot of Black women, like, the salon is self-care. Like, mm-hmm. This is kind of not. I mean, it kind of is. Yes, your hairstylist becomes your therapist. Mm-hmm. You know, this is who knows all your business. Mm-hmm. She's kind of the non-biased person. So I understand that. You want this to be an experience, and that's what people are willing to pay for.
Exactly.
Obviously.
And it's a safe
matches.
And my place is a safe place.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I guess I am kind of like a therapist because whatever we discuss, that's going to be between us because I wouldn't want anything that I'm saying to them to get outside. So, you know, I respect my clients. I respect new, old. I love it. I'm passionate about it.
And we can tell. It's the internet can tell. It's coming off of you.
So I don't feel, you know, like I'm drained or anything because I enjoy what I do.
And this, you're pursuing your purpose.
Exactly.
This is, yeah.
Right, where someone asks, and yes, people ask this, how many people you do a day? How many ombre you do? How many this you do? I don't know. Right? Because I'm not counting the numbers. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking at this. It don't matter. I love what I do. I would do it anyway, just like I would do makeup.
I love it.
The money follows, mm-hmm. but
that's not the motive.
Looking at. Yeah.
I do want to talk about the money though, Gigi.
Okay.
Because, you know, we always looking for ways. I always say you can't live paycheck to paycheck. Like, mm-hmm. you have to have something. And I feel like Black women are, like, we're everything. When we mm-hmm. when we do something, we turn it. Like, we really, really do it. So for the people out there who are like, I never considered this. Like, mm-hmm. I can take a class, I can learn this skill, mm-hmm. and I can use this skill to pay my bills. What is, like, a range of the potential earning, you know, the earning potential in brows?
Over six figures. Up to a millionaire. Just doing eyebrows only. Whether it's a wax and tint, waxing eyebrows, threading eyebrows, ombre, microblading, all of that, you can do it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes.
It's very possible.
Yes.
So listen, y'all, and I also feel like our community, and not just, well, I only know our community, so I ain't mm-hmm. gonna lie. But I feel like we look at people's titles and, you know, their careers, and that's how we, like, put respect on their name. So if you say, I'm about to go out here and be the nail girl, people aren't going to respect you. If you say, I'm about to go out here and be the brow girl, people don't respect you. But once you become the successful person...
Why do you think people, like, respect me now?
Because you've done the thing. You put your money where your mouth
right,
was.
But
you
so
showed
think
up
about
and you showed out.
Start, mm-hmm. It's like... Look at your little sweet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute.
That's cute. Look at your little brow thing, right? But then they see the progression of, you know, you working with different people, different celebrities, mm-hmm. different actors and stuff like that. And then it's like, oh.
How did you do that?
Oh, I want to come. Mm-hmm. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, don't come now because mm-hmm. I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at everybody as like, we all human beings. And people say, how do you attract like a celebrity clientele? Just like how you come. They see me on social media. And they come just like how you do. They mm-hmm. regular people, you know? So I just feel like let your work speak for itself. That's how. I don't have no kind of gimmick. I don't have like a marketing
strategy.
She ain't
doing no specials, no sales, baby.
No. So it's just like word of mouth. And I just let the work speak for itself.
Mm. Okay. You know? So one thing we talked about that I want to get back into is like, the haters that are like, I always say this, like, stop hanging out with homegirls. Haters disguised as homegirls. Like, the people you keep around you that are, they could be there in the beginning. They could be cheering you on. They could be criticizing you. But for some reason, once you make it to a certain level, mm-hmm. then it kind of turns from celebrating and cheering you on to like, girl.
Yeah, I've experienced that.
You acting funny. You acting brand new.
Yeah.
We hear this.
Yeah.
But we don't ever talk to the people who they're accusing of acting brand new. So mm-hmm. what has been your experience? As I'm approaching 40, I'm getting all of my routines together. And my skincare routine includes all of my skin. Osea's products have literally been my go-to ever since giving them a try. Now, I was already super intrigued that they use seaweed in their products, and I have been loving the way it makes my skin glow. Over on my Instagram, I showed y'all the two products that I have, which are included inside their Mega Moisture Duo. Osea's face and body products are clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. If you want to give Osea a try, I got you covered with 10% off your first order site-wide. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Just enter code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
My experience with that, I'll say when you first start your business, all your friends and all your family, they're very supportive. They're very, you know, I want you to win. We're rooting for you. We're going to come get our brows done. We're going to come get our makeup done. But I feel like when you actually do it, that is when
you're winning,
it kicks in, because even though they're saying that, they don't think it's going to actually happen for you, right? Because people look at you and they keep you in a certain category, mm-hmm. right? When you are no longer in the mold that they see you in, now they're comparing themselves to you,
yep.
right? But a friend is not going to compare. Your win is their win, right? So on my journey, as I'm finding out, like, who's really happy for me, who's not happy for me, who is being passive aggressive. And when I have a win, it's like, oh, I didn't see it. You posted it.
But you saw everybody else. I saw you seeing everybody else.
You know.
Did you unfollow me? I'm sorry. My own business.
Yeah. So, you know, but again, when you're successful, that comes with the territory.
Yep.
Everybody is not going to be with you from the beginning to the end. Right. So, some people you cut off, some people fall off. It's cool. You just got to keep going.
Got to keep going. And I always say, like, elevation requires separation. Like, everybody can't go. Everybody, you can't drag all the people to the mountaintop. And like mm-hmm. you said, most of the time they'll eliminate themselves.
They will. Because they can't take it.
They can't take. That's what it
yeah,
is,
they
in
can't
my
take
opinion.
It.
It's like we both had the same opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
I did something with mine, and me doing something with mine is showing you what you didn't do with yours.
Right.
So you got to be mad.
Right.
But don't be mad at me, baby. Be mad at
yeah,
yourself.
Especially when you
fumbled that bag.
Yeah, and then it's like, I feel like that's sad, right? When you have friendships that y'all are really close, and because you have become successful, the relationship is no longer, right? It's like, you knew me when, so you know the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Where
you saw where I came
people
from.
Now, mm-hmm. they only see me for GG today, but you knew, and you knew everything I went through, and you were still angry. That's mm-hmm. crazy.
Because they want you to be little G.
Yeah.
When you big G, baby, it makes people uncomfortable.
Big G.
It makes people uncomfortable. So listen, I want to talk about the bae and the baby. Let's move into the bae and the baby, because we're here in ATL, the city where they say you can't meet your man.
Lies.
You can't find your husband.
Lies.
Tell us your love story.
My love story was my business was my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my number one priority, right? So my husband, we've always been friends since high school. And I was engaged before. And I got out of that relationship, and then we just started hanging around each other more, because he was always like encouraging me, motivating me to move forward in my business ventures. and just ended up kicking it. And then we've been together 4 years. We got our baby.
Yes.
He's a safe place.
Come on, safe place. And the foundation was friendship.
Friendship first.
Which we've talked about so many times mm-hmm. here on the show that yeah. that is like,
that's my in my dog. Opinion,
right.
That's
and if dog. You can, because y'all, mm-hmm. it's so much stuff that's going to come up. Like so much stuff that if you don't really like this person, like if at the end of the day you don't have nothing else and but you're not happy with what you got, stuff. It ain't going to work out.
That's true.
It's not going to work out. And so having that foundation, being a friendship, like I actually rock with you. Right. Like, that's my dog.
And he knows me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He know me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they add a baby in the mix. And it's like, bro, if y'all don't like each other, baby.
Yeah. Now I can see that. Now so, that I have a child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So I ain't going to, you know, I know how old you are, but I'm not going to do that to you.
Okay.
But having the pieces of the puzzle coming together a little later in life,
mm-hmm.
both of us mm-hmm. a little later because in life than probably we expected or planned
no,
for.
No, I expected it.
You planned
it.
For it?
Yeah, because I was always career driven first. I always put
But
my,
was it a goal before or
yeah,
did you intentionally?
It was a goal to be like, I want to be successful. I'm putting this first. So anybody I dated, this is coming first.
Gotcha.
If somebody called me, I'm going. If we got a date, I'm leaving.
It's over. I'm out of here.
That was my mentality, right?
So what changed it?
You know, you fall in love and you're like, I'm hanging with Bae. I'm gonna go to Miami, you know. And but you know, still prior towards the business, but you have to have a life outside of your situation, right? And I always wanted a family.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because I thought I wasn't gonna have a family.
Let's talk about that because so many people are looking at this deadline they set for themselves.
It's no
deadline. Mine was 25 by 25.
Mine was 30.
I gotta be right. We have these deadlines, but God's timeline is like, nah, sis.
Mm.
So what was that process like for you of feeling like, damn, maybe it's not gonna happen for me, but still holding on to hope because the faith is what I feel like will connect you to the opportunity to even have the thing that you want.
Mm.
So how did you navigate that? Because somebody's in that right now. Somebody right now is watching like, yo, the clock is ticking. 34 is turning into 35. What is happening?
So the saying is true, right? The older that you are, the older that your eggs are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just facts. A man can have a baby at 75 years old.
99, baby.
Right? But a woman, our reproductive system doesn't work like that. So I encourage any women that are focused on business to freeze your eggs before 35.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't know about
okay,
it.
Okay.
They don't tell the black community that, right?
Yep.
So me being, you know, trying to get pregnant, I had 2 miscarriages first, right?
I'm
so
sorry.
I thought I wouldn't have a family. Right. So me having a child is like, wow, man, I have my baby. This is my rainbow baby.
Yes.
Yeah. So it hit different for me.
Listen, that is going to be encouragement for so many people out there that have dealt with loss and the doubt that comes along with that.
Oh, ooh.
And I can even imagine like the fear of, you know, the third time.
I thought I wasn't going to be able to have a child.
And not even. Right. But the getting pregnant part.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I realized. You know,
it's not easy to get pregnant.
It's not. Well,
for you it
my
is.
My man, listen, I don't know what this nigga be doing, but baby, he worked it out. Okay, he worked it out. I don't know. We were not trying. Well, he was trying. I don't know what was happening. But the staying pregnant, that's a thing. So I, you know, joined all these Facebook groups once I found out I was pregnant, and the amount of women like that were dropping like flies.
That's why
posting,
they say
posting
don't, tell,
don't tell anybody
until
you've gotten to a certain. So I can't
weeks.
Imagine going through loss and then, you know, getting pregnant again and just the mental
of
it.
You messed up.
Talk about that. Like
I worked through it. I worked through it. So I didn't face it. I just got more busy. Right? I just got busy. Just booked and busy, booked and busy. And then, you know, you're going to crash. You know, that's what happened for me twice. So when I got pregnant again, I was devastated. Mm. I was excited and I was like scared.
Scared.
I'm like, I don't want to go through this anymore. You know, and so I didn't even tell anybody I was pregnant. The first people I told was my mom, my grandmother, and my in-laws. And then I shared it with my cousins. We had like a cousin family reunion and I was 5.5 months pregnant, and everybody cried and they prayed over me. And
that's beautiful.
Like, you know, you got to have faith and God got you. So I feel like having like a good support system, it just helped me.
And that little baby is your twin, okay? Worth the wait, baby. Little chunky self.
He's the DJ.
I thought I had a little chunk. That little boy, he's so
juicy.
Cute. He's so
Thank
cute and
you.
Juicy. And breastfed.
Breastfed.
That ain't nothing but
homegrown.
Listen, Gigi was like, I want to start feeding him something other than purees. I'm like, I know this little boy is eating some meat, some
no,
real food.
No.
Okay, you did that, baby.
Thank you. He's not.
Okay, so I want to talk about the motherhood thing, though, because it is not, we smile it, but it is not all sunshine and smiles, okay?
I still have not unpacked my house.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. We moved in March. Where we in?
Okay,
July tomorrow?
Okay. But your baby is what, nine months? 9 months old. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about the reality check for you. Like what your, I'm not going to put my experience off on you, but what was your experience like, the baby is here. Like, I am a mother now. My village has left my house. It is me. What was that like for you?
It was like, wow. I'm looking at other women go to the gym and do all this. I'm like, how do you do it?
How
are you doing? You know, you can't go to CVS. You can't leave
running
your baby
a gas
in the
station,
car.
Okay?
You can't go do nothing. You can't go to the bathroom. You can't take a shower with your baby right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was happy, of course, because remember, it's like,
right.
I thought this wasn't going to be. So I'm enjoying him. But at the same time, it's like, how do I have time for myself? How do I have time for my husband? Mm-hmm. How do I have time for my business? Right. So all this is new for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So my clients are like, how are you doing it? I'm like,
I don't know, trying
to figure it out. Right. Because it's all new. Mm-hmm. 9 months. I had him 9 months ago. So I'm building my village because, you know, I don't have a village. So I'm building my village, and that's why, you know, my schedule is the way it is. So I'm trying to make it work with what I have. And so far, so good, and it's getting better.
There's just no, I mean, y'all, I'm like a real life learner. So when I found out I was pregnant, I took a class for everything. Like, I wanted all the classes.
Wow.
Girl, that didn't do shit. It did not.
I was going to say, did it help?
No, ma'am. There's no amount of preparation that can prepare you for this baby is yours.
Mm-hmm.
You are responsible. Like
not
the,
your husband, baby. That's your baby.
That is your baby.
And you
at
know
the
what
end
I
of
mean
the day,
by it. When you at home,
look,
that
wink
baby
at me, girl. Wink at me. I know what you mean. Okay, I know what you mean. It's nothing like it.
Yeah.
It's nothing like being the mother. And that just is what it is. It's no shade to any daddies, but it's. I saw a meme that was like, in the next lifetime, I want to be a daddy.
I saw
like,
that.
The daddies are living their best life.
So
okay,
bad.
Come on.
Like, what is really changing in their life? Like, everything is still the same, right? Where it's like you go through being pregnant mentally, physically, your body, having the baby, if you're going to breastfeed, taking care of your child, then taking care of yourself, then getting back to yourself.
And then trying to take care of your husband in the mix of all of that.
It's a lot.
And it's, again, nothing that you can prepare for. Right. Do you feel like you experience like the superwoman thing where you felt like you had to do it all? I know you got a nanny now, but did you ever feel like I have to do all of the things? Like I have to show up as the best boss lady. I got to show up as the best wife.
Like that.
So how do you?
I'm a Virgo.
How do you handle it?
A perfectionist.
You just do it? You
just
go?
I just get up and do it.
The thought that I had after I had my baby was like, this what y'all been doing all these years?
I can't believe it. But it's different now. Wait a minute. It's different.
It is different.
You know, grandparents,
they used to be grandparents.
They would have them kids like a daycare.
Mm-hmm.
They modern.
They
now they outside.
Girl,
honey, they traveling.
Long gone. Okay, like, where are y'all at?
And I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad, Mama.
Mama, come on back,
so
please.
It's different, right? So, but for me, I enjoy being with my child, right? I'm a mama. You know, you see me, BJ, there. When I was signing my car thing, he's right here. He everywhere. If y'all see me eating, he right there. So he's always with me. But outside of that, it's like I try to still date my husband, right? Still have my business. Still try to teach a class here and there. But it's not easy, though.
It's not easy. And I think one of the things that I feel like is like a natural conversation when you're having a baby and when you're talking about it and the, your follow-up appointment is like the postpartum. And in my mind, what I knew, don't judge me, y'all, but what I knew of postpartum was like what I saw in an episode of Law & Order SVU. Like, that is what I knew of postpartum. Like, if you have postpartum, you don't love your baby, you want to hurt your baby. You know, that's what I thought postpartum was. So when I had my child and I experienced, I don't know that it was like depression, but what the best way I could verbalize it is like the mourning of my old self.
I did.
You know, like, I really thought my entire pregnancy, I thought, I'm going to just have this baby and then I'm going to go back to my old life with a baby. But then you had a baby and you like, there is no more old life.
That's
and that
over.
Is a depressing thought.
It is that. It's it. That's it.
It's
You're
it.
Done. Your you, old
it's,
life
baby,
is
hang it
over.
Up.
It
hang
will
it up.
Never be the same.
Rest in peace.
Because even if you're out, you're thinking about
that
your baby.
Damn baby.
So it'll never be the same.
So what was your experience, though? Because I think there's so many, like, there's a scale. It's not like postpartum is this. This is what it looks like. So do you feel like, and then postpartum anxiety is a whole nother thing that nobody talks about.
So I feel like for me, it was just getting adjusted to my new life, right? Because I went on maternity leave for 5 months.
And you funded your own maternity leave.
Yeah.
Another conversation.
Right? And so I was able to like enjoy him and just see him. And I was just loving it, right? And then at the 5 month mark, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go back to work. Right? You know, do something outside of being a wife and a mom. But I enjoyed it because, you know, most people don't get to spend that time with their child. So I could like really love on him and, you know, just really heal. We have to heal. Right? So I enjoyed it.
So you didn't have any anxiety?
No.
You wasn't like going to your baby in the middle of the night and putting your finger under his nose and making sure he was still breathing?
I still do that.
That's anxiety.
Okay, I still do that.
Okay, because I'm like,
I still do that.
The baby is still here. You
I
know,
still
like
do
every
that.
Day, I'm like, the baby is still here. Is he okay? We both still alive.
Girl,
okay.
Girl, what?
That is the
what?
The responsibility of someone's life. You know, if something goes wrong, every day, y'all, this is crazy. But when I leave the house with my child, I literally am like, you got to be prepared for war out here.
You
have to be prepared to protect this baby's life.
You do.
That is a effed up, crazy. I mean, the responsibility, the anxiety that
it's
comes
so
along
bad.
With that. Like, it's a crazy world when you just by yourself. But to be out here in these streets with your black son, it's like, bro, nobody can prepare you for that.
Nobody can
prepare you for that.
But you mama bear, you going to make sure that baby taken care of.
Try it if you want
to. So you going to be mama bear. You going to make sure that baby taken care of.
What would you say has been like your biggest shock in becoming a mother? Have you had one?
Yeah. Of how motherly I am. Right?
It came natural.
You know,
it just clicked.
I never thought I would be like a motherly mother.
Like a nurturing.
Yeah, like, you know, kissing on him, just hugging
really?
On him all day. No.
Did you not get that? Like, do you come from like, I don't come from like soft baby, I love you, come sit on my lap.
Well, so I'm an only child.
Okay.
So I've always been spoiled.
Okay.
Right? But I wouldn't say like huggy, as like most people are like super family oriented, kind of. Not like that, right? But I'm that way with my husband, and I'm that way with my son, right? Very attentive, walk him around, take him places. I mean, he a baby, but I'm like, we going to the mall, we going to the park, we going here, we going there. My husband like, he don't even know what this is.
Like, we
you
going,
know?
We
yeah,
going.
But we going, you know? I want to show him the world. I want to like pour into him. I'm reading to him. I'm doing all the things that I never thought I would want to do, right? Because I wanted to be a mom, but I didn't know if that was going to be a possibility.
Right.
Right? And then I work. I have my own business. So it's like, some people, I don't think they intentionally do it, but they're a mom, but they not a mom. Right?
They ain't so no mama. They're a mother.
Yeah. So I'm there. I'm very active. My husband, he's very active. My husband has him right now. We are active parents. Okay. We chilling. We like, oh, okay, he coming with us. Wherever we go, he's with us. So I love that. But I just never thought I would be that attentive to my child.
I think that our generation, like if we compare the generations between our parents and us, our parents were very like, Well,
my mom worked all the time.
Let me not talk about everybody.
My mom worked all the time.
I come from military parents, and they were very like, yes, at work, get it, you know, drill sergeant.
Maybe
like, we got
to
do.
I'm so attentive to him. Maybe
but that's what I'm saying. I think because of that, we want to do what we didn't, what wasn't done for us.
Okay, so that's probably what it is.
Yeah, and I think our kids are definitely going to benefit from that. Because
they are.
Just imagine, we turned out good. Pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. But imagine if you did have that.
Ooh.
Oh, baby, you are, you know, like that, what you're giving. Imagine if you would have that. So that is our gift, I feel like, to be able
probably
to give that.
A millionaire.
Yeah. Soon to be, because we got to do it for ourselves at this point.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you can do it for your child.
Yeah.
Is once you figure out how to do it for yourself. So I love that. And I think that the strong black woman thing doesn't always allow us to be soft and nurturing.
Well, so that was my point, right? Because let's be honest. We're different people in business, and we're different people with our friends, and we're different people with our man.
Because I'm a whole baby with my man, okay?
Right? But, you know, in business, you have to be the boss, mm-hmm. right? You have to carry yourself
Ain't
a certain way.
Ain't no softness in business.
No, because...
Don't play with me.
You can't play in business, right? It's business. It's no emotions in that. Friendships, your child, your husband. You can be you for real. You know what I'm saying?
So you said that it's very important for you. You're intentional about dating your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Any other advice for you? Just celebrated your 1 year anniversary. Congratulations to Gigi. Okay, we made it, baby. What's your 1 year married life advice?
1 year. You have to make time for your man. And I feel like if you have a child and a business, it's easy to forget about your man, right? But you have to remember the relationship and how you guys used to date before. So we plan to, okay, we get every month or every week, we're going to do this together outside of the child, because you have to have a relationship outside of your
absolutely
child,
absolutely,
right? Because I feel like if it's just all about this child, then y'all are not,
it's gonna fizzle.
Exactly.
Do you schedule sex?
No.
You just remember.
Yeah.
All right. I was just wondering. All right. So we're going to play a little game, Gigi. Are you ready?
Yay.
My husband's going to be like,
but I wouldn't be mad at a schedule. What's wrong with that?
Hey, as long as you get into it. Okay. So this is a quick game of this or that. I'm just going to give you two options. You just pick one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. 112 or Drew Hill?
112.
City or suburbs?
City.
Night in or night out?
Night in.
Listen to music or watch a movie?
Listen to music.
Usher or Chris Brown?
Usher.
Ricky Lake or Montel Williams?
Ricky Lake.
That was a throwback. And I started
I started to say Jenny Jones.
Was that people
girl?
Don't put respect on Jenny Jones' name.
Come on now.
I put respect on Jenny Jones' name.
She
That's so
that
funny
girl.
You said that. She
that
definitely
girl.
Was that girl.
Yeah.
She was that girl. Chi-town, check again.
Yeah.
Gigi, such a good conversation.
Yay.
For the people who are out here, though, that are like, yo, I either need to, I don't know how y'all gonna get your brows done. I don't know how that's gonna happen. Y'all can try your luck and hope for the best. But for people who wanna stay connected, maybe take a class, because they like, yo, I can be a millionaire on my own terms.
Yeah.
Let the people know how they can find you on social media and online.
So you guys can find me at All Eyes on Gigi, A-L-L-E-Y-E-Z, O-N-G-G. And I am, my website is www.ggbrows.com.
This has been another game-changing episode of the Girl Stop Playing podcast. And y'all, we might just be bringing y'all a live show with a studio audience really, really soon. So stick around, subscribe. Make sure y'all are following the podcast on Instagram at Girl Stop Pod. Thank you so much for tuning in. Tell a friend to tell a friend to check us out. Peace.
Peace. This is so cool.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that video. This channel is all about encouraging you to stop playing with your potential and start working for what you want in life and in love. So make sure you hit that subscribe button so that you'll be notified when the next video drops. And comment below and let me know what you want to see on the next video. Peace out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.